Washington FBI agents searched the Virginia home of Washington Post reporter Hannah Nattinson on January 14th as part of an Espionage Act investigation into a Pentagon contractor, seizing her work computer, personal laptop, cell phone, a 1 terabyte hard drive, voice recorder, and smartwatch in what press freedom organizations are calling the first physical search of a journalist's home in a U.S. national security leak investigation. The seized devices contained more than 30,000 Post emails, confidential information from 1,169 sources across more than 120 government agencies, recordings of interviews, notes on story concepts, drafts of potential stories, and access to the newspaper's content management system, according to The Washington Post. Investigators told Nattinson she is not the target of the investigation. The search has reignited a press freedom debate that spans multiple presidential administrations, from the era prosecution of journalist James Rizin's sources to the Trump first-term indictment of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Press freedom groups say the case tests whether the Espionage Act, a law written in 1917 to prosecute spies during wartime, can be used against reporters who receive leaked information. The underlying investigation, the FBI search, stemmed from an investigation into Aurelio Luis Perez Lugones, a Navy veteran and Pentagon contractor in Maryland. On January 9th, federal prosecutors filed a criminal complaint charging Perez Lugones with one count of unlawfully retaining classified national defense information under the Espionage Act. A grand jury indicted him on January 22nd on 5 counts of unlawfully transmitting and 1 count of unlawfully retaining classified national defense information, according to court filings. Prosecutors allege that in October 2025, Perez Lugones took a screenshot of a classified intelligence report involving an unspecified foreign country, pasted it into a Microsoft Word document, and printed it out. Authorities found documents marked secret, including one in a lunchbox, when they searched his home and car. The government alleged electronic communications between Perez Lugones and Nattinson, but did not observe any in-person meetings during nearly a month of surveillance. FBI Special Agent Matthew Johnson revealed in the search warrant affidavit that agents had conducted physical surveillance of Nattinson entering and exiting her home in the days before the raid. Attorney General Pam Bondi alleged that Nattinson was obtaining and reporting classified and illegally leaked information from a Pentagon contractor, and stated the search was conducted at the Pentagon's request. President Trump suggested the contractor leaked details about a U.S. military operation in Venezuela, though court filings do not establish that connection. Nattinson covers the federal workforce and the Trump administration's overhaul of the federal government. In a December 2025 personal essay, she described herself as the federal government whisperer, detailing a year spent speaking to more than 1,000 federal workers affected by Trump and as Department of Government efficiency. The administration's case for the search, the government's position rests on the principle that classified national defense information cannot be unlawfully disclosed without consequences, regardless of whether the recipient is a journalist. The Espionage Act, codified at 18 U.S.C. 793E, makes it a crime to willfully communicate information relating to the national defense that the possessor has reason to believe could injure the United States or advantage a foreign nation. The law forbids communicating, delivering, or transmitting such information to unauthorized persons. No journalist or newspaper has ever been successfully prosecuted for the publication of classified information. But the statute does not distinguish between spies, leakers, and reporters who receive leaked material. It does not even mention classified information by name. It applies to national defense information, a broader and less precise term. Supporters of the search argue that obtaining classified material is a separate act from publishing it, and that neither reporters nor anyone else has a legal right to possess stolen classified documents. The search warrant targeted materials related to the Perez Lugones investigation, and prosecutors say the search was a lawful step in a criminal investigation into unauthorized disclosure of classified information that endangered national security. A law written for spies applied to journalism. The Espionage Act of 1917 was enacted during World War I to combat foreign espionage. For most of its history, the law was rarely used against individuals who leaked information to the press. Between 1917 and 2009, only one person, Samuel Morrison in 1985, was convicted under the Act for providing classified material to a news organization. That changed under the administration, which brought Espionage Act charges against eight people accused of leaking to the media, more than all previous administrations combined. The cases included Thomas Drake, an NSA whistleblower, Chelsea Manning, a military analyst sentenced to 35 years, Edward Snowden, the NSA contractor who revealed mass surveillance programs, and Jeffrey Sterling, a CIA officer convicted for leaking to New York Times reporter James Risen, according to the Freedom of the Press Foundation. Risen waged a 7-year legal battle against the Bush and administrations after they demanded he reveal his confidential sources for a story about a botched CIA operation in Iran. Risen refused to testify and was never jailed, but Sterling was convicted in 2015 and sentenced to 3.5 years. Under Trump's first term, the Justice Department indicted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under the Espionage Act, the first time the law was used to target a media organization. Jameel Jaffer of the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University noted that the charges against Assange rely almost entirely on conduct that investigative journalists engage in every day, according to his analysis. Assange reached a plea deal in June 2024, pleading guilty to violating the Espionage Act and being released for time served. In 2010, the IRA Justice Department obtained a search warrant for Fox News reporter James Rosen's private emails as part of a leak investigation, labeling him a co-conspirator in court filings. Attorney General Eric Holder later said he regretted the characterization. Rosen was never charged, but the case did not involve a physical search of the reporter's home. Press freedom advocates say the Nattinson case represents a significant escalation beyond even the Rosen precedent. Federal safeguards that were rescinded or ignored, two institutional safeguards that might have prevented the search were either removed or bypassed. In April 2025, Attorney General Bondi rescinded Biden-era DOJ guidelines that had banned the Justice Department from pursuing reporters' phone records and notes while investigating leakers. Those protections, implemented by Attorney General Merrick Garland in 2021 and 2022, were replaced with a policy that demands news media answer subpoenas and cooperate with court orders and search warrants when approved by the DOJ, reverting to a balancing test that weighs protecting national security against safeguarding the essential role of the free press. The rescission came approximately 8 months before the Nattinson search. The Privacy Protection Act of 1980, passed by Congress in response to the Supreme Court's Zerker v. Stanford Daily decision, forbids law enforcement from searching for and seizing journalists' work product and documentary materials. The law permits a search warrant only if the targeted journalist is a suspect in a crime, and even then, not if the suspected crime consists of the receipt, possession, communication, or withholding of journalistic material. The FBI's affidavit seeking the Nattinson warrant did not reference the Privacy Protection Act at all, according to the Freedom of the Press Foundation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Gordon Cromberg failed to disclose the PPA to the magistrate judge who approved the warrant. Since investigators told Nattinson she is not accused of a crime, press freedom groups argue the PPA's protections should have applied in full. The Freedom of the Press Foundation, a nonprofit organization that describes itself as supporting and defending journalism dedicated to transparency and accountability, filed a formal bar complaint with the Virginia State Bar against Cromberg, alleging he violated an ethical rule requiring lawyers to reveal relevant legal authority to the court, even when it undermines their arguments. The complaint called for appropriate disciplinary action, up to and including disbarment. Press freedom groups respond across the political spectrum. The search prompted swift condemnation from press freedom organizations spanning the ideological spectrum. Bruce D. Brown, president of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, an organization that describes itself as providing pro bono legal representation and resources to protect First Amendment freedoms, called the search a tremendous escalation in the administration's intrusions into the independence of the press. Physical searches of reporters' devices, homes, and belongings are some of the most invasive investigative steps law enforcement can take, Brown said, according to the RCFP. The Society of Professional Journalists, the nation's largest professional journalism organization, stated, "This is not just about one reporter, one newsroom, or one investigation. A democracy does not grow stronger by intimidating the press. It grows weaker." The Committee to Protect Journalists, an independent nonprofit that describes itself as promoting press freedom worldwide, called the search a blatant violation of journalistic protections, according to Catherine Jacobson, the organization's U.S., Canada, and Caribbean program coordinator. Reason Magazine's J.D. Tuchel argued from a libertarian perspective that the search represents harassment of a journalist who annoyed powerful people, and that the government doesn't get to torment people who receive and publish information that's inconvenient to the powers that be, according to Reason. A coalition of 31 press freedom and civil liberties organizations, including the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit that describes itself as defending digital privacy, free speech, and innovation, issued a joint statement calling the search exactly the kind of scenario our First Amendment was conceived to protect against, according to Free Press, legal challenge, and legislative proposals. The Washington Post filed two motions in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, seeking to block government review of Nathanson's materials and compel the return of her devices. The Post called the seizure an unconstitutional prior restraint that chills speech, cripples reporting, and inflicts irreparable harm every day the government keeps its hands on protected materials, according to the Post's court filing. U.S. Magistrate Judge William B. Porter granted a standstill order on January 21st, ruling the government must preserve but must not review any seized materials. Oral arguments were scheduled for February 6th. Within hours of the search, the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press filed in federal court seeking to unseal the search warrant materials and later filed in brief urging the court to order the return of Nathanson's devices. On Capitol Hill, bipartisan proposals have stalled. The Press Act, a federal reporter's shield law co-sponsored by Representative Kevin Kiley, Republican CA, Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat MD, Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat IL, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican SC, Senator Mike Lee, Republican UT, and Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat OR, passed the House unanimously in January 2024, but was blocked in the Senate after Trump called on Republicans to kill this bill. The law would have barred the federal government from using subpoenas, search warrants, or other compulsory actions against journalists to force disclosure of confidential sources. Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat MI, has proposed the Daniel Ellsberg Press Freedom and Whistleblower Protection Act, which would require the government to prove specific intent to harm the United States, create an affirmative defense for public interest revelations, and preclude use of the Espionage Act against journalists and publishers. The chilling effect on sources and reporting, Georgetown law professor Stephen Vladeck warned the government may be using the excuse of a contractor investigation as a pretextual basis for trying to obtain the identities of Nathanson sources inside the executive branch unrelated to the contractor's alleged offenses. According to press freedom analyses, the practical scope of the seizure underscores that concern. The devices now in government hands contain years of professional communications, identities of 1,069 confidential sources, and story drafts, effectively giving federal investigators access to the working files of a reporter whose beat is the federal government itself. Chip Gibbons, Policy Director of Defending Rights and Dissent, an organization that has advised members of Congress on reforming the Espionage Act, argued that the raid is the product of decades of backsliding on press freedom protections, tracing a line from the ERA leak prosecutions through the Assange indictment to the Nathanson search, according to The Guardian. House Judiciary Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, Democrat MD, and Oversight Ranking Member Robert Garcia, Democrat CA, demanded answers from FBI Director Kash Patel and AG Bondi, calling the search an attack on Nathanson's communications with whistleblowers. The Washington Post editorial board called the search an aggressive attack on the press freedom of all journalists, according to The Hill. Post editor Matt Murray voiced support for Nathanson in a note to staff, and the newspaper stated, Anyone who believes the raid will deter reporters from doing their jobs is sorely mistaken. Sa. Kim's perspective. A free press is the immune system of a republic, even when the press is hostile to your side. If the government can search a reporter's home for doing journalism, it can search anyone's home. The Espionage Act was written for spies, not reporters. This principle does not change depending on the outlet or the party in power. The administration prosecuted more leakers than all prior presidents combined. Now we have the first physical search of a reporter's home. The direction is clear, and it should concern every American who believes the government works for the people, not the other way around.